Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Pat Pod. We're off of our 8-month hiatus. We've also changed settings. We are now on this square table instead of the rounded hexagonal table.
Rounded hexagonal table has been retired.
Today we're discussing Oscar-nominated movies. This week's movie discussion is Black Panther.
So, before we start, let's go around, introduce everyone. Zach, you can start.
I'm Zach. I think we determined that already.
Give more than just your name.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Zach. I'm the editor here at Patriot Pages. I'm excited to talk about Black Panther, and I'm excited to bring the Pad Pod back.
Alrighty. Hi, everyone. Name's Peyton Glowshot. I am part of staff on Limp Mag as well as Patriot Pages. I was on Pat Pod last year, and I'm helping do all the technical work for it this year, as well as just be a part of it and do some other stuff like video and audio work. I'm excited to be back.
Hey, I'm Alex. This is my first time on Pat Pod. That's really all I have to say.
Hi, I'm Shanoa. It's also my first time on Pat Pod. Whoop whoop.
Hi, I'm Kafui. I was part of last season.
Woo!
Yeah, thank you. Oh my gosh, wow, thanks. And I'm also an editor on Pat Pod, and they're making a lot of really weird gestures. We're gonna move on.
And I'm JP DiPietro. I'm practically nobody, but this is my first time on podcast, and I'm going to have my own opinion.
Congratulations.
We all like movies, man.
Yeah, that's what we're here to talk about.
Exactly.
So,
One more thing to add. Our dedicated listeners will notice we're missing one critical figure, and that is last year's editor, Siaji Harper. She is no longer with us. She has moved to the farm.
She's moved on to bigger and better things. Yeah. This originally started out as something for her portfolio, and now we're keeping it going.
I'll join you, don't worry
about
it.
Thank you. Yeah, so we're starting to bring back the Pat Pod. We're going to try and keep it back to the same kind of theme that she was going for, which is Oscar-nominated films for Best Picture. So every week, we're going to do a different Best Picture nominee, and then we're going to talk about that nomination. And then the week before, we're going to talk about the movies we think are going to win Best Picture. And then the week of, we're going to go over to JP's house, and we're all going to watch it together. And then that one will be a special one because that'll be a video podcast that we'll be all watching the Oscars.
Yeah. Faces now.
Yep. You're no longer anonymous. And so that way we'll be able to all watch the Oscars live and talk about it and think, give our opinions on who won and why we think they shouldn't or should have won. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Alrighty. Well, I mean, so let's get started.
Okay. As far as I know, there's very little structure to this. So just the concept, I think we should go around in a circle and rate the movie before we start. Just what you think. Just real quick, and you know, maybe out of 5, out of 10, out of 7, your number.
Okay.
Okay. Out of 10, yeah.
But don't think it is as like grading system.
Yeah, just how much you liked it. Yeah. Okay. I'll go first, I guess. I saw Black Panther, I think, 4 times in theaters.
Wow.
I liked it.
Dedicated fan.
It wasn't because I wanted to go see it 4 times. I just went back to it.
Four different times.
Yeah.
Well, that speaks volumes about it.
I loved it the first time. I really enjoyed it the second time. And by the third time, I was ready for it to be over.
That's a mood.
It's a good movie. I liked it. We'll get into more about why later.
Give us your number.
I think I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Nice.
7 Black Panthers out of 10.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of agree
7
with that.
7 African-American Panthers out of 10, actually.
I will not be returning to the podcast. Goodbye, everybody.
Another one just got sent to the farm. So, I think, kind of along the same lines, I only went and saw it once, unlike our Black Panther mega fan over here. I watched it the one time, and it was around this time last year, I believe, when it came out. And
February.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it when it first came out. I didn't feel really strongly about it, but it was still a movie that I thought was worth the money to go see, and I would say it's probably about, like, 6 or 7.
So for me, I think the movie is just a 5 or a 6. I didn't really enjoy it that much. It was just another superhero movie. I'm not sure if all superhero movies are the same, but I think they're just doing the kind of like the same story or same structure over and over and over, and I thought, it was just another superhero movie. It's fine. I've only seen it twice, though. Not compared to seeing it four times over here.
It wasn't my choice.
I've only seen it once, so right now I am like the least dedicated out of all of us.
Yeah, 5 to 6 T'Challas out of 10.
I saw it twice, a day after the other. So I would give it probably a 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. I really enjoyed it. Not just the movie, but other stuff. So yeah, so 8 Killmongers out of 10.
Yeah, I saw it only once. I saw it with my dad, though, and I loved it. For reasons I will explain later. So I'll give it like a solid like 8 out of 10.
It was a good 2 months until I actually watched this movie, and it was on my trip to the Philippines, and we watched it on the airplane. But I think I've only seen it twice. I kind of agree with Alex. I'll give it a 5 out of 10 average movie.
Smart man.
I'll give it 5 Wakandas out of 10.
I like that. Alrighty. So next, do we want to talk about the story? Just kind of get into why we gave it the scores we did?
Okay, that sounds good. For me, I gave it a 7 because I have loved Black Panther my whole life. The character, not just the movie. Hands down, greatest Marvel superhero. And I felt that way since I was like 6.
But why?
Because he's so cool. That's all.
Good reason. No, he's super cool.
When you're 6, that's not much more reason you need.
Yeah, you're right. I
think about that. When I was 6, it was just because he was cool. And I've never given it much more thought than that. And, you know, I still think like a 6-year-old when it comes to Black Panther.
The man is a prince. That's dope.
True.
I've always been in love with the world of Wakanda. And I really like the technological advancements they have. I've just always thought it was, you know, the coolest setting of anybody or of any character in the Marvel universe. God. I was just really excited to see this movie come to life on the big screen, you know, in live action and not just in comics or video games or whatever. So I think, you know, it's mostly a nostalgia score. I'm sure the movie was fine, but I couldn't stop loving Black Panther on screen.
All right, so I gave it the score I did because I've never really been someone who's heavily been into Marvel. It was kind of just I would watch them when I can or whenever I'd go out with friends. And as someone who's never really had much involvement with the Marvel world or the Marvel universe, it's just kind of been like, okay, yeah, it's cool. And when I watched this one, it kind of like stood out to me more than others because it felt really more involved and there was a lot more care put into this one in a sense. And that kind of stood out to me, and it was a really kind of entertaining story, and it was a movie that to me stood out more than like Iron Man or Captain America, something like the original Marvel movies that started the whole MCU. So
I give it a score I did because I always liked Marvel, but I feel like at this point where we've been getting like multiple Marvel movies, I don't think multiple, but we've been getting them every year, and I'm kind of over it. But what I did enjoy about it, which is why I didn't give it like a 3 or something, is because I like the way Marvel's doing this thing with this like connected universe, how this movie isn't like an origin story like every superhero movie usually is. It starts right off where we left off with him from Civil War. So I thought that was good. We don't need to know everyone's beginnings. We just want the story to continue.
Okay, so I gave it a solid 8 out of 10 because, first off, I saw it 2 times, so I feel like, you know, I got a pretty good idea of what I liked and what I didn't like. I'm really into, like, very cultural movies. I always think it's really cool when, like, directors and films go into the culture versus not into the culture type thing. Like, they do their research and everything. And, like, the musical score is really good in it. I really like the music and everything to do with that, and the characters were just phenomenal. And like, I've been a huge comic junkie since I was a kid, so it, sort of like Zach, I grew up with it, and it was just, you know, someone I could look up to as a cultural standpoint.
For me, both my parents are from Ghana, Africa, and so honestly, for me, I was just like living for like the representation, because I don't think I've ever been able to like proudly bring my dad to a movie with me and be like, Dad, you're really gonna love this, because my dad watches like listens to like NPR and like watches like documentaries. Like, that's not really his, like, Marvel's not really his thing. But just the fact that I could like bring him to a movie with me and know that he was almost as excited as I was, and that I could look at these really awesome like female characters that looks like me, which is honestly not a common thing when it comes to superhero movies, that I could like look at them and be like, oh, I could totally like be her for Halloween. Like, that's a super cool thing that a lot of people don't think about when, if you're not used to seeing someone that looks like you on screen, then it's kind of difficult to explain. But yeah, that really meant a lot to me, and I think that's part of why I love the movie so much.
The reason why I gave it a 5 out of 10 was I felt like it. I would consider it an average film. I'm not saying it's bad in any way, just average. There were certain things that were lacking. The music, I will say, was pretty entertaining. It's more distinct than most of the other Marvel movies that have come around. It seems, though, that some of the performances by some of the actors were a bit lacking in some points. I didn't find the main villain to be all that compelling, in my opinion. And
I can agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
I completely disagree. But we're going to talk about that later. Keep going.
My opinion.
The table has been split. Oh,
I
no.
Mean, it was baffling to know that how much fame this movie was, considering that I've watched a previous Marvel movie that had to do with a black protagonist, Blade. Which I found more entertaining than this.
Whoa, that's a movie. That's
Blade.
Not Blade.
Like what? 97.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, but I don't know. It just felt like another Marvel movie, and I'm not a really big fan of the cinematic universe and how it interweaves with it, because that kind of just, for the person who wants the Vision, they're kind of contained, because they want to connect this ultimately, so it can't be its own story. It can't stand alone.
Yeah,
it has to be part of something bigger. What I've always appreciated when Marvel movies were just starting, and it had its own universe and it had its own style, which this one definitely does have its own style, more than the.
But you just don't like the fact that it connects to other movies?
I feel like it can be so much more than without having to rely on such a massive universe.
Yeah, because I can see where you come with that, because it feels almost as if they're within a constraint, because they have to meet certain lines.
Exactly.
Lines.
The checklist.
Yeah, that could, like, these restraints, so that it could make sense within the context of future movies and
exactly.
past movies.
You know, that's
yeah.
also true, because I feel like some people who haven't caught up with like the past movies, they have no idea like
right.
some aspects are going on. Like, who is this guy? Why does he have a robotic arm?
Right.
Or which we learned from Age of Ultron. What if a person has never seen Age of Ultron?
Exactly.
You know,
especially, this isn't even the first movie that I don't think Black Panther has been
Civil
in.
War.
I think, yeah, he was introduced in Civil
War
and
yeah.
he had a fairly short part in it, but
it was
know.
Significant, though.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It was a good
show. He was great in it, but I agree that with your point that, you know, I feel like a lot of times the continuity can be placing, you know, something negative upon the films. A
yeah.
lot of times, you know, I think Doctor Strange did it well, where it didn't feel like Doctor Strange had to fit into a box, a predetermined box, because Doctor Strange hadn't been introduced yet.
Yeah,
that's, and it not only is like a detriment to me, it's not only a detriment to the filmmaker and the people on production, but it's also a detriment to the viewer, because of the fact that those scenes where it's supposed to be more impactful and significant, if you haven't seen prior movies,
yeah.
then it's
then
just,
it
it's lost, it falls on deaf ears,
well, that,
and you can't really understand
Marvel.
It.
They're a business, they want you, because they want you to watch all these movies prior to, like, you know, Avengers, just like, you gotta watch them all in order to get the continuity.
Yeah.
Do you maybe think that, like, they do that to also tend to the fans? Like, I don't know if y'all read comic
Almost
books,
definitely.
But do you think that's how they introduce characters? Like, they bring in a new character in, like, a comic book, and then they'll start their own comic book series after that?
The comic book fans is a very small population when it comes to these comic books, but there's, like, the average moviegoers, and then there's, like, the fanboys. Like, they want to be respectful.
So the average moviegoers should, like, overrule the comic book.
There's a lot more average moviegoers, and that's what brings the money for this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if the Marvel movies weren't a thing, would Marvel still be as big as it is today?
If this wasn't a Marvel, or this was just entirely a new idea, a new character out of nowhere, people would still go see it, but it was not for those reasons. It probably wouldn't have gotten that popularity because Marvel is such a big brand icon that everybody knows, and it's like, I want to go see it. It's Marvel's like Peyton's reason.
However, I do think there's something to be said about the quality of Marvel movies, or maybe even it's just their characters. But, you know, there are other superhero comics. You know, look at any DC movie. You know, Dark Knight won plenty of awards, but outside of that, I'm sure that DC movies haven't made nearly as much money for DC as Marvel movies have. And I think it's just because they're so, you know, well-made and so well-fleshed out. Everybody likes to see good continuity between movies, whether it's constraining or not.
Also, Marvel's got Disney bucks, so they can do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, speaking of characters, so interesting that we brought characters up. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So Black Panther. No, let's talk about the characters. Yeah. And
reel it back in.
Yeah. Especially Killmonger, because a lot of people... Shano is freaking out right now. With Killmonger, a lot of people don't see him as a villain at all because they're able to justify his actions and they think that makes him not a villain. But I would argue that a villain can be a villain even if you can justify their actions. I think his actions are completely justified, frankly.
Yeah.
Straight facts.
I think that, if I remember correctly, doesn't the movie, like the opening scene, start with it being Killmonger as a child?
As a child,
I thought that was a really interesting choice as a movie to make. And it's kind of like with Infinity War, you can understand the villain's like judgment and his rationale behind doing what they do, but that doesn't make it to where, oh, okay, we're just gonna let it happen.
Right.
It's still not okay, but you can empathize and understand like why they're doing what they did because of their backstory.
I think I would say that the Black Panther's Killmonger would be even a better villain than Thanos, because Killmonger, it seems like he has thought this out. He has a philosophy. He has goals. He doesn't want to just take power just to have power. He has a vision. You know, he has something that he wants to do.
Whereas Thanos
obviously hasn't, because if the snap or whatever, we're getting way off topic. But if the snap or whatever was really that thought out of a plan, then he would realize that, you know, it wouldn't take long for the universe to double in population again. You know, that'll be a few generations.
Yeah.
So.
But he would just show up again and just snap, and then everything would be fine.
He's still subject to the snap. So he every time he does it again,
he's rolling the dice.
Yeah, he is.
It's like
how
Russian
many times
roulette.
Can you roll right? You know, on a die, how many times can you roll the same number?
Yeah, exactly.
So back to Killmonger. Do you think he would be counted as a villain or not?
I don't think he's as much of a villain as he is. He's an antagonist.
I got you.
He is not. I don't think he's a bad guy, and I like Killmonger in that he's not necessarily a straight villain. He's not, you know, the guy with a pointy mustache who just loves being bad, like in, you know, the pulps of the 1930s. But he is somebody who has, you know, a fairly just cause.
But you don't need to kill people for it. You don't need to, like, kill your way back to
that a doesn't, that doesn't necessarily make him the villain, though.
Yeah.
I didn't say, like, well, genocide, I'm not saying that. Okay. I'm just saying, like, maybe you can think his actions are justified, but that doesn't necessarily make
You're
him.
Saying the maybe the means doesn't justify the ends.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I got
the
you.
The ends don't justify the means.
Same
rather.
Thing.
Back but, whatever.
Back.
But
yeah, you know what I mean.
Because whenever you watch the movie, you kind of, I think, I don't know if this speaks for everyone, but when a villain is really a well-fleshed-out character, it's not like a black and white, this is good, this is bad. You start to question, like, is what he's doing okay?
Yeah.
Like, you don't think, oh, this is clearly wrong. It's a, is he right? Is he justified for doing this? It leaves you kind of questioning whether or not what he's doing is okay.
And sometimes questioning yourself too, whether or not you would do what he was doing.
Yeah, thinking about your morals as a person.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was just gonna mention. I think Marvel and the way that they're doing their villains now, of like that concept of like they have a moral behind the story and all. Like, you know, he's not just going out like Zat said or whoever said. He's not just going out there to be like, let's have power. You know, I want to take over the world, which that's Thanos' kind of thing, but we're talking about Black Panther. Killmonger, I think, has probably been one of the most, like, influential villains in a superhero movie most recently, just because his reasoning behind it and everything. Obviously, you know, oppression and black people and all that. And it's just, like, I just thought from a white point of view, I guess, someone who isn't in that culture, it was just a very, like, wow, if I was... Like, if my people were oppressed for years, would I do the same thing? Like, how y'all said it, like, test your morals and everything. So I just think Killmonger is a 10 out of 10 character, and I love the ending scene so much. Oh my god, yeah, just beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. So, were you going to say something, JP?
Oh, about Killmonger?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say. He's a bit kind of goofy.
I can get behind that.
Like, he's a little goofy.
What's the actor's name again? I forgot his name.
Michael Jordan.
Michael D. Borden.
I think he was trying to get this role so people could forget his role in Fantastic Four.
Oh my gosh. First of all, how dare you? Fantastic Four, when
and Four Stick.
Listen.
Yeah, forced it. I'm dead, dude.
When I was like 11 and watched it for the first time, I was like, this is so cool. So don't you dare hit on Michael B. Jordan.
I don't know. I think
the original is good. I'm talking about the remake.
Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan also in 2015, the same year Fanforstick came out, released Creed. And Creed 2 came out last year.
Apparently, Creed was fantastic.
Yeah, he really cleaned his palette, if you want to. He was also in Fahrenheit 451, other things.
So
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, so I think he was kind of goofy in his performance. He just looked like he was about to break in a rap video. what you said about him.
I get it.
What?
I get it.
I'm so sorry. But, like, overall, yes, I understand his motives. It just doesn't feel compactful to me. I don't really believe it in the sense that, yes. And he also, like, oh, it's completely justified. But, like, I remember one scene where he slits a woman's throat and, like, oh, yeah, you just killed one of your people. Justified.
Cool.
Like, yeah. And then he's very prominent. He's, like, aggressive and all that. But then at the end, like, everybody says they love that scene where he's, like, dying. Mm-hmm. And, like,
that quote.
That line is really beautiful. It's do you think if my ancestors had
It's
so memorable. It was about the people.
Okay, no. He was just talking about the ships and how slaves died, like jumping off the ship.
He was rather than be killed by
a white man or whatever like that.
Oh, this is about white people.
I think it was like
it is a racially.
Who oppressed the black?
It's not about racial. Not down to Wakanda.
Okay,
Wakanda
no,
is a question of interventionism versus isolation.
But this movie is
yeah.
Like, anyway, the quote was like, just bury me in the ocean because my ancestors knew that dying would be better than living in bondage.
That's exactly, yeah, it was wow. I forgot that was a thing. Yeah.
Like, I wish there was more of that happening as he was being himself instead of like waiting at the end, like, oh yeah, I'm a soft guy.
I got you.
I love a soft boy.
I'm a poet.
I don't think
also,
that line
was
soft,
really,
though.
My skin was crawling every time I saw him without a shirt.
Is this something you need to tell us?
No, in a bad way.
He wasn't feeling like...
I was like, Michael B. Jordan can get it.
He's a very attractive villain.
Not for me. We're going to destroy that.
Right. Okay, so we're going to... we're kind of constrained on time here. So we're going to talk. We're just going to go around and I'm going to ask... Do you think this deserves Best Picture? Yes or no, and why?
Do I think it deserves Best Picture? Absolutely not. Black Panther was a good movie, but you look at some of the other movies that it's up against, and I would say that unequivocally, no, Black Panther does not deserve this. You know, going against movies like Vice and Roma and plenty of others that are artful. I disagree with a lot of people. I want my Oscar winners to be movies that have a purpose, that are art, that you know, that want to make you think. I don't want a movie that's made just to inflate Marvel's ego and just another installment so they can kill everybody and finish Chris Evans' contract and in Infinity War.
Dude, you just spit truth.
It's a good movie, but it doesn't deserve the highest accolade of film. Because it's profitable. And I think, should Black Panther win, it will be a spit in the face of artistic film.
Wow.
Well,
thank you. That's my opinion.
Okay. So now that he's basically voiced my same opinion, I'm just going to go with, I don't think it deserves Best Picture. There's plenty of other movies that deserve it more than Black Panther does. It's a great movie, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. But it's not something that I think deserves, like Zach said, such a high regard as Best Picture.
I have no idea if it should win Best Picture or not, because I feel like personally, the only way I can make a judgment on that is to see the other films that it's up against. And since I haven't seen any of those others, I can't make a call. So, I don't know.
Just a quick note, the other nominations for Best Picture, after Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice.
Yep, I haven't seen any of those, so I don't know. I will binge. I will make my stance.
Half of these are still in theaters.
I would just say, I don't think it deserves it. It was a good movie. It's still an 8 out of 10. But when you have things like Bohemian Rhapsody and you have things like The Favorite, which I think should win, I'm very strong and passionate about that. When you have movies like that that are so meaningful, which Black Panther is also meaningful, don't get me wrong, but when you have movies like that where like anyone from any type of thing would just go and see it just to see it, I think that, you know, it deserves it. So, yeah.
Ditto to what Zach said, basically. Yeah, I love Black Panther a lot, and it's gonna win Best Picture in my heart, but it should not win Best Picture in real life, because it was not good enough for Best Picture. I don't think A Shape of Water was was good enough last year either.
Oh,
I'm
no.
sorry.
No.
I don't think it was that good.
That was a great movie.
It was good, but it was not worthy of Best Picture. But anyway, I think that Black Panther was beautifully made by a lot of really wonderful and talented people, but I don't think that that it has the artistic cred that it needs to win Best Picture. I think almost anything else should win over Black Panther.
Ooh.
No, but I love it so
yeah,
much, and it
I
wins
agree.
Best Picture in my heart. So there we go.
Almost anything else, Kathleen.
Tiffy.
I'm generally surprised. I thought you guys would be like, yes, Best Picture.
No.
I would give it Best Picture, just ironically.
Oscars
at this point is a joke.
True.
But no, like Zach, you pretty much got it right.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's so many other great films, and this one, I'm gonna hurt everybody's feelings, but this one is a product, not really a movie.
Yeah, I see.
That's strong.
I could see
what
you're saying.
A product, like something that is constantly being, like
it is,
Marvel,
it's made to make money, not to tell a story.
Yes.
Or first priority is to make money, then it's to tell.
If you enjoy
it,
that's awesome. You know, I'm very happy that this movie is getting a wider audience for people, like, you know, and like people to look up to, like Kafui, and you know, that's great. But to make it seem like it's an artful film, or to say it's an artful mm-hmm. film, is not true.
I think it's safe to say, besides a soft, I don't know. Is the movie good? Yeah, I guess. Is it award-winning, though?
Nah. I don't think it's
best picture.
I think something like costume design.
Yes.
That deserves,
oh,
it deserves
sure.
costume design every day of the week.
And music,
yeah.
Too.
Soundtrack was amazing. Gil Scott Heron,
The
Revolution
yes.
Will Not Be Televised. I don't even know if that was in the movie, but I remember it being in the ad and having Gil
mm-hmm.
Scott Heron... Gil Scott Heron's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised in the ad made me go see that movie by itself. So I think it deserves, there are plenty of Oscars it does deserve, but Best Picture, it shouldn't even be nominated.
Yeah.
Straight back.
Yep.
I'm very surprised by that.
Yeah. Alrighty. So I guess we've gone over everything we need to for this.
So.
Alrighty.
Sign
we covered
out.
All our bases.
Do a sign out.
Alrighty. So, Kathy, would you like to go do our little exit since this is your gig?
Oh my goodness, okay. I don't know what to say. Okay. I guess that wraps up our discussion about Black Panther. So we'll be back next week and we'll be talking about The Favorite, and it's gonna be our favorite. So please tune in next week. We stand
right.
Queen.
I love all of you.
Thank you all for listening.
Pat Pod on three. One, two, three,
Pat Pod.
Yeah, okay. Thank you guys for listening.
Condo forever.